Hi, I'm Christy Greener, and welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here with our good friend John Thomas from Streams Ministries, president of Streams Ministries International. Yeah. And John's,
we've been having fun today.
We have been having fun. We've been so recording good. A series of podcasts. I hope you've listened to them all. If you haven't, go back and listen to our former podcast. But we've been doing some dream interpretation, and that's what we're going to do. And actually, before we do more dream interpretation, we were talking about language.
Yes.
And this really, dream interpretation, God's way, is really learning all about metaphoric language.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That can be really frustrating and hard for people. So how do you recommend someone learn to be a dream interpreter? And both of us were blessed by Streams Ministries. Mm-hmm. But before John became president, Streams Ministries was started by a man named John Paul Jackson, who was extremely prophetic. He was a mentor. He was a man of God who taught a lot of people how to understand prophetic language and metaphoric language and understand dreams, right?
Yeah.
So both of us were blessed by that community.
Yes.
And that's how we learned to do this, is through the community,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's things that you can learn. You know, we teach in the Understanding Dreams and Visions, like, this is how you recognize the focus. This is how you recognize the subfocus, the details. But if you're thinking about language, this is how you recognize a noun, a verb, adverbs, adjectives. And you have to learn how they fit in the sentence, right? Because different languages are going to be different. They're going to fit differently. And so there's the structure piece of it.
And I have learned language in school.
Right.
And it's hard.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah, because some of them, instead of saying, and he went, it says, and went he. Right? Because it just changes So you've got to understand a little bit of that. And some of that just doesn't make sense until you get immersed in it. Then the other thing is the actual words. Like, words mean something. And so metaphor are pictures. And there's a lot of different possibilities. Like, I speak English. You speak English. If I say, I love, I can mean I love God, which means that all of my being and everything I am is focused on Him. He is my source. He's my everything. And I can say I love a cheeseburger. Two very different things.
Mm-hmm.
Same word, two very different meanings. But we, knowing the English language, just from the context, we recognize which love we're talking about, because how it comes out in the sentence. And mm-hmm. So dreams are like that. And you mentioned being a part of this community, that's really where I can look back and see the most growth that I got in dream interpretation is when I got up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We were on staff.
Yeah, John actually moved to work for Jump, or just to,
yeah.
to volunteer.
Just
you
to be there. Yeah, just to hang out, just to learn. And when I ended up on staff, we had every lunchtime, we would have a dream lab. We'd get together and we would interpret dreams together. So I was, every single day, I'm immersed in dreams. I'm interpreting dreams on a website that we had at that time. I'm interpreting dreams there. I'm talking to people, and everybody's talking about dreams. I got immersed in this language. And it made me think about afterwards, realizing how much I grew in that season. I've got a friend of mine that was learning Spanish because they were doing ministry in New York City, and there's a large Hispanic community, and they wanted to be able to really minister to that community. And so they took all the courses, and they advanced Spanish, like,
in school,
learned everything that they could. But then when they were realizing, like, this is not really connecting the way that
it
should.
It's hard to be conversational and natural when you
really
learn it in the classroom.
It becomes mechanical. You don't have the right cadence. You don't have the right language. It sounds like an American trying to speak Spanish instead of somebody speaking Spanish. So they went down to South America for a 3-month immersion program. And they went to a little small, not small village, but a smaller village. I think it was like 1,000 people. So a small city. And they just lived there for 3 months, and everybody there spoke Spanish. They didn't speak English.
It was immersion school, though.
It was an immersion. Well, it was set up by a school, and so these people understood that was their job, was to immerse them in the language.
Okay.
So they actually could understand a little bit of English, but they wouldn't speak English, the family they lived with.
So there has to be a leader.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that understands the context. But just being in that community. And they came back from that 3 months, were preaching in Spanish, was able to minister in Spanish. Like, it just completely shifted. And so immersion programs are important. When it comes to dream interpretation, immersion programs are important. I don't know, like Dare to Believe, you have a whole dream community.
Yeah, we do.
That you have as part of the school. And it's people that are interested in dreams, want to learn dreams. They get together. They talk about dreams. They're interpreting dreams. People that are newer, people that have been doing it for a while, people that have some confidence and people that have no confidence at all.
But together,
they're working together. And so they're learning by immersing themselves in that language. And, you know, that's one of the ideas that we had. We're developing Streams Academy into a diploma program. So we now have...
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's been a long time coming. So the Texas Department of Education has given us permission to offer an Associate of Science in Biblical Dream Interpretation. We also have one in Prophetic and Revelatory Studies, but Biblical Dream Interpretation. So it's a two-year program where people come and they...
In person. This one's in person. In Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas, Texas. So, you know, you got to be in Dallas if you want to come to it, or move to Dallas if you really want to. We've had people coming.
Oh, yeah.
We've had people move there.
I moved to New Hampshire just to be around it, to grow.
Yeah, and then spending a lot of time in dreams. There's going to be requirements for dreams interpreted, but there will be community. There's cohorts working together and interpreting dreams, mentors walking you through, being able to answer questions, that whole thing. Like, just immersing yourself in that language, it does something that nothing else can. So
That's great. I love it.
Actually, you've got three of the ladies that are here, part of your team, came down to an intensive that we did, an internship that we did, a week-long internship. We're going to be doing that again in summer of 2026. And all the students will be part of that, but we'll be doing it for, it'll be open.
Because when I was being trained up, and we're talking decades ago, but I would go to every intensive like that that they had, internships that they had in New Hampshire at the time, because John Paul was living there at the time. Yeah. So I would go and stay there just for a long time, just to do that, just to be around the dream interpreters. I wasn't able to move from Minnesota to there like you were able to move there, but I did as much as I could and learned as much as I could. Yeah, yeah. Those are very valuable.
It's amazing.
Very valuable. When do you know when that is, or people should look on your website?
Yeah, we haven't confirmed the date. It'll be in summer of 2026, so June or July time period. We're going to try to avoid August because it is Texas.
Yeah.
But June or July we'll be doing that.
Of 2026.
2026.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll be a week long immersion at 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're just going to be...
I'll come down and help you.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. All right. So I want to have us interpret a couple dreams.
Okay.
Because it's just, you catch it by doing it. And this, even by watching these podcasts, people are immersing themselves a little bit in, because there's some things that you learn and you understand in your soul, your mind, will, emotions. So I understand how this works. But then there's part of you in your spirit that just catches and you discern. Yeah. You can feel that discernment of when the Lord's on that. I can feel that. Yeah. So that's for when you're interpreting, but also for when you're receiving a dream. Like, you can tell, oh, that interpretation just doesn't set right. It doesn't connect with me, or it does. Yeah. And it's with your spirit.
Yes.
Yes. But you want it to connect. Anyway, this is a dream called Mudslide. The title of this dream is Mudslide. And you're thinking chocolate pie right now, I'm sure.
No, I didn't even go there. I actually had an instant picture of a California mudslide and watching a beautiful house just roll down the hill.
So, okay. Well,
we'll see.
Mudslide. Okay. I was walking down a path. On the right side was an embankment approximately 10 feet high with a sloping hillside. On the left was a huge stone wall. As I was walking down the path, a huge mudslide began coming down the path behind me. There was a door on the left of the stone walk that I went into. I closed the door and realized that the mud could come under the door and I could be suffocated. So I opened the door thinking I would rather take my chances and go back outside. As I opened the door, the mudslide began to subside and there was enough room to walk on the left side of the path. As I began walking down the path, I heard a dog whimpering. I picked up the dog and held him close to me to try to save and protect it. The dog was small and white with mud on its back. I continued down the path.
Okay.
That's the end of the dream.
Okay. So Stonewall on the left.
Okay.
Or embankment on the left.
I was walking down the path. On the right side was an embankment.
The right side is the embankment.
And on the left,
the left
was a
side
stone
is
wall.
A stone wall. Mm-hmm. Mudslide coming from behind, running. The door was in the stone wall.
Correct.
On the left mm-hmm. side, going in to hide, but then realizing, wait a second, it can just come in through the cracks, and this wouldn't be good. I'd rather take my chances. Mm-hmm. And so coming back out, and the mudslide is subsided, able to continue on down the path because there's still an open area, finds
the
dog.
On the left side of the path.
Only on the left side mm-hmm. of the path. So stone. Okay. So, my mind is going so many different ways. You know, the pathway, a common thing in dreams is having a path. Right, when there's a path, it's usually the path that you're walking. Mm-hmm. It's what you're doing in your life. It's just about, this is the journey that you're on. Mm-hmm. Right, so this is a specific moment in their journey. Because sometimes you'll have dreams where you're kind of walking along and then this changes and then there's another scene and then this scene. There's a whole journey.
But this is
just one. This is
an
not
event.
Talking about your whole life. This is just talking about a specific season or time period within that life. So mm-hmm. that's one piece. Rocks are solid where embankment and dirt is not solid, right? So dirt can talk about humanity. There's on the right side, there's humanity. There's human thinking, human reasoning.
Yeah,
on
more
the left
frail,
side,
more fragile.
Right.
Dirt's not very stable.
And rock is more solid. It's mm-hmm. more concrete. Could be revelation. So the path that you're walking down, you're surrounded by two different viewpoints. One that seems unwieldy, but it's actually safer. And one that seems attractive, but it's actually more dangerous. Right, because the mudslide is made out of dirt. Now, that didn't fall down and cause the mudslide, but it's part of. It's mm-hmm. the same thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Right. You're recognizing that. So the mudslide, now that's the next piece that I'm trying to figure out.
It comes from behind.
Right, it comes from behind. So is that coming out of history? Is that coming out of the past? So that would be my first thought, coming from behind. But why mudslide? You know, think about, you know, somebody has mud on their face, the mud splattered on a windshield, you know, they're just throwing mud. Like that idea of mud can talk about like dirt. Somebody's got dirt on you, things, you know, negative things out of the past, negative things that have happened. But it doesn't feel, there's not an ownership feel to it. So it doesn't feel like it's their negative things necessarily. Oh, okay. Because it's not their mud that's chasing them. It's just mud that's on the path.
Oh, interesting.
It's coming out of the past. So I'm curious if it is just the history, maybe the history of that walk.
Yeah, and it's coming from behind. So there, it's like it's not, she's not walking through it. It's coming.
Yeah.
From
it's
behind.
Coming from behind.
So it's even sneaking up on her.
Yeah, recognizing there's something. Now think about a mudslide, right? It's overwhelming. Because if you get caught up in a mudslide, you just get moved along. It's overwhelming. It can suffocate. She's concerned that she would suffocate if she stays in. So realizing, like, there's some places that I can hide in this kind of this firm reasoning that I have. But I can end up getting suffocated by what's going on. I'm going to lose the breath.
And she's trying to be safe. She's trying to avoid the yuck that's coming at her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm using a lot of words. Let me just simplify, and instead of trying to explain it all, go about a dream interpretation.
Okay.
So what I'm doing, like, I can feel my mind is just, I'm going here, I'm going here, I'm going here, I'm going here. So I'm just going to try to switch that off. Just
and
grab hold of the spirit and just let it release.
All right.
And see what happens.
Great.
And then as it's coming out, I am listening to see, is this just my mind now giving words, or is this actually the spirit? So you just talked about a minute ago, feeling the breath on it, feeling the spirit witnessing to it. So in my own interpretation, I'm looking for that same thing. Like, is there actually going to be breath on it? Right. So you felt kind of closed in the direction that you've been going, talking to the dreamer. So let me look at you. You felt kind of closed in the direction that you've been going. There's two different ways of looking at it, and neither one of them seem right. One, it's an embankment. You can't go there. It's kept you hemmed in. The other is very firm and unwieldy, and it's kept you come in. And you realize that there's stuff that's just overwhelming, that something's coming after you that's overwhelming, and you don't want to get caught up in it. And you tried for a moment just to hide in that the very solid, firm way of thinking, and you realize, I'm not going to be able to live through this. This is actually going to suffocate me. I need to take my chance, not by trying to remain safe, but by continuing down the path that the Lord has given me to walk. And as you continue to do what you've been called to do, you're actually going to be rescuing others that have good intentions. White is righteousness. A dog could be someone that's loyal, someone that's a friend. But they've been affected. They've been dirtied by the mud, but they've not been smothered. But you're going to be able to help them and bring comfort to them, because the dog was whimpering when you picked it up to comfort it.
Yeah, she's trying to avoid something.
Trying to avoid something.
She's being encouraged through the dream to have courage to just not avoid it. Just go forward.
Yeah.
And the left side, left and right, can mean things.
Right.
Do you want to speak to that a little
bit? Well, the right could be what you feel like you have the strength to do, or what you have the faith to do. It's what feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Where the left is more what you're born to do, or what's kind of out of your destiny, mm-hmm. or your inherent, the way that you're built.
Yeah. Right. And so the left and right sides of the path are important. So in what she's kind of created to do is what's going to give her the place to do it. She moved forward on the left side of the path.
Yeah.
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 That's a good dream.
That is a good dream.
You want to bless her with a blessing for that?
Well, yeah. So the intent of the dream is continue down the path. So I bless you to be able to recognize the path that the Lord wants you to walk, and to not allow the fear of what might happen and the fear of being overwhelmed to cause you to close in, but to continue walking down the path that He has given you, and find your heart of compassion, bringing release and comfort to many others that are in pain and hurting.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And these dreams have come in through the Dare to Believe website. If you have a dream and you're wondering about receiving an interpretation for that, you can go to our website, dtbmn.org, and there'll be a place to put your dreams in. Just put /dreams and it'll take you to the page. And we would love to interpret your dreams. That's where these came in. And John is with Streams Ministries. You can find him at streamsministries.com. And we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear about your dreams. Thanks for joining us.